Welcome to Words to Live By, a podcast series hosted by the Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation and Institute. Each week, we will share some of the wit and wisdom of Ronald Reagan. In essence, Words to Live By, made up of radio addresses and speeches he delivered from the 1960s through the 1980s. Well, this podcast might be airing a few days after St. Patrick's Day, but bear with me. We've got an interesting radio address for you combining the president's two favorite topics. Briefly, a little bit about St. Patrick's Day, and also how America's economic recovery was well underway.
My fellow Americans, happy St. Patrick's Day to all of you. You know, this is a day when those of us of Irish descent have an opportunity to boast a little and, like good Irishmen, celebrate a lot. Because of the Irish, America today is a richer, brighter, freer, and, yes, a bit noisier land than it otherwise would have been.
The president was at Camp David. It was a cold, wintry March day. He was tucked away safely in his compound with his trusty yellow pad in his hand, drafting a new radio address. He even talks about diversity. Yep. Then, back in 1984. Let's listen.
But today, all Americans can take pride in the rich diversity of America's ethnic heritage, especially the Irish-American contribution to that heritage. It's one reason why Nancy and I were delighted to host a lunch here at the White House yesterday for Prime Minister Fitzgerald of Ireland. We all had a roaring good time, but there was some important business done as well. The Prime Minister and I urged all Americans not to give support of any kind to the terrorist IRA elements in Northern Ireland. Believe me, it was a call heartily endorsed by all the Irish-American political leaders who were present. And second, the Prime Minister brought us a message of hope about peace and reconciliation of the problem of Northern Ireland. After all the tragedy in Northern Ireland, it was cheering to hear about groups who were working toward mutual tolerance and peaceful and democratic solutions.
Now remember, the year is 1984. President is just 8 months away from the election. And by this time in our nation's economic history, the president's economic reform plan is working. So we'll just let him tell us how well it's working. Let's listen.
Here at home, as we prepare to greet the first days of spring, there is also reason for confidence and cheer. Good economic news is bursting out all over, and America's economy seems to be saying this is celebration time. Optimism is being bolstered by vigorous new growth, continued low inflation, and better prospects for reducing budget deficits. Just yesterday, we learned that the producer price index rose only 0.4% in February, a smaller rise than in January, and a solid sign that inflation remains in check. We're determined to keep the nightmare of runaway inflation from ever coming back. Housing starts reached 2.2 million units in February, the highest level in nearly 6 years. That's an 11% increase from the January level, which was revised up to 1.9 million units. And building permits, a signal of builders' intentions, also registered a strong increase, so that means continued housing strength in the months to come.
More about the role industry and technology played in our nation's economic recovery right after this message.
The Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation is the nonprofit organization created by President Reagan himself and specifically charged by him with continuing his legacy and sharing his principles: individual liberty, economic opportunity, global democracy, and national pride. We must remain vigilant and work together to share these conservative principles with younger generations. Your role is critical to move our mission forward. Thank you for your continued support. Please visit reaganfoundation.org/give. That's reaganfoundation.org/give.
Now, back to the story. The president has drafted his weekly radio address at Camp David and is making an earnest attempt to explain to Americans why his economic policies are improving our lives. Let's keep listening. Now we're on to technology and industry.
Combine these signs of economic confidence with a strong recovery in one industry after another, 15 consecutive monthly increases in industrial production. Business investment stronger than expected, growing research in science and technology, and a welcome rebirth of productivity growth, and we can understand how the United States economy created nearly 5 million jobs in the last 15 months and has become the engine for a new era of worldwide economic expansion. We're also making progress toward reducing projected budget deficits. For one thing, the sheer strength of America's economic growth, as measured by all those new jobs created in the last 15 months, means more people are supporting themselves and paying taxes, and fewer people need government assistance. As I've said again and again, strong and steady economic growth is the best way to reduce deficits. And as you may have heard, I've just reached agreement with the Republican leadership in the Congress on a deficit reduction package totaling some $150 billion over the next 3 years. Just Thursday night, shortly after we reached agreement, the Senate Finance Committee concluded its work on a major portion of our package. I'm hopeful the entire package will be passed promptly by the Senate. This $150 billion down payment deserves strong bipartisan support in the House because it will reduce the deficit in a way that's effective, responsible, and fair. By targeting $43 billion of savings in non-defense spending, $57 billion in defense authority reductions, and by raising some $48 billion in revenues, primarily from closing certain tax loopholes of questionable fairness.
Just a few more details, and then, well, we'll hear how he attributes his successful strategy to common sense.
Now, make no mistake, the defense cuts will slow our defense buildup somewhat, but not to a point of unacceptable risk. There will be no increase in tax rates on American families and no tax increases that would threaten the economic recovery. Continued strong growth with the prospect of deficits coming down and without renewed inflation spells a brighter future for America's economy, provided the Congress will just stick with our program. Some might attribute our success to the luck of the Irish. Well, maybe we have enjoyed a bit of luck, but believe me, the real reason is an economic recovery program based on common sense. Until next week, thanks for listening. God bless you.
Yes, and thank you for listening. For more information on the Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation and Institute, including information on how to become a member, information on upcoming exhibits at the Reagan Library, and more information on the legacy of President Reagan, please visit ReaganFoundation.org. And don't forget to like and follow the Reagan Foundation on all social media platforms.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Words to Live By podcast in your iTunes or Google Play stores and on other podcast platforms as they become available. New episodes of Words to Live By come out every Tuesday. Like what you hear? Check out our A Reagan Forum podcast, featuring great speeches delivered at the Reagan Library. New episodes drop every Thursday. And don't forget to follow at Ronald Reagan on Facebook, at Ronald Reagan 40 on Twitter, and Reagan Foundation on YouTube. Also, search for us on SoundCloud and Stitcher.